I caught a feather. Well, good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on your bedside table, as I sit on the bedside tables of children all over the world, and I am here to tell you a wonderful story about a little girl who was sitting in the backyard and who found a feather. So, this little girl is a super little child, just a genius of every possible, and her name is Quigley. Quigley. Now, that's kind of a strange name for a little girl, but Quigley is what her parents called her. Well, Quigley was not a very normal child. And as I was sitting on her bedside table, I said, "Quigley, what did you do today that was so much fun?" And Quigley turned to me and said, "Why, Mr. Candle, you know everything. Why do you ask me what I did today that was so much fun when you know what I did that was so much fun?" Well, Quigley, I like to have you explain it to me, because when I hear it from your voice and from your point of view, I see it differently than when I see it from my point of view. Because when I see anyone doing anything from my point of view, they're having such fun and they're doing such nice things and they're just enjoying themselves so much. Well, Mr. Candle, okay. Quigley was sort of a smart little kid, you know, and she knew it all because she was one of those real smart kids, you know. And so she turned to Mr. Candle and she said, "Mr. Candle, this is what I experienced today." And Mr. Candle says, "All right, love, what did you experience?" She said, "I went for a walk down the street, and all of a sudden, there were no houses, there were no people, there was nothing, it was just all a beautiful forest." But Quigley, you don't live in a community that has a forest that close by. And Quigley said, "Mr. Sandman, Mr. Candle, Mr. Sandman too, you come along later, but Mr. Candle, when I say that I walked along and everything disappeared except that their beautiful forest was there, it was there." "All right, Quigley, all right. You are the creator of your world, and you may create a beautiful forest in the middle of a big city if you choose to do so, and that's perfectly okay. That's okay. I'm not contesting you. I'm just interested in if you took a turn that I hadn't taken." "Now, Mr. Candle, we've been on this trip before. You know exactly what I'm doing." "All right, Quigley. All right. You're quite a girl." "Yes, Mr. Candle, I am quite a girl. Now, Mr. Candle, back to my story. I'm walking down the street." "Mr. Candle, your mind is drifting. You're thinking about this, the beautiful forest. I haven't taken you there again yet." "Quigley, how do you know that?" "Well, Mr. Candle, I know everything, too. And I can read you like an open book." "Well, Quigley, why are you reading me like an open book? You should be telling me your story, because you promised to tell me your story." "Well, Mr. Candle, you promised to listen, and you're not listening. You're jumping ahead of my story." "All right, Quigley, all right." So I sat back and gave her my 100% attention, and certainly my 100% unconditional love. "Well, Mr. Candle, it was like this. I was walking out down the street here, past these houses and all the children playing in the schoolyard, and then all of a sudden I was into this giant, beautiful redwood forest. It was tall beyond anything that I could ever imagine. I've never been in the redwood forest." "Oh, you haven't, Quigley? Well, how can you talk about it?" "Because I know everything." "All right, Quigley, go on with your story." "So here I am, walking through this giant redwood forest all by myself. And for a seven-year-old girl to be walking through the forest all by herself is quite something. And I looked around, and I wasn't on a path. I was just sort of walking through the forest. And these big trees on all sides of me were bigger than a house. They were just so big. Why, there were like a skyscraper standing here and a skyscraper standing there, and I'm walking right by them. And I see the squirrels playing here and there and the rabbits running around. I see all the creatures of the forest, and they're all harmonious with me. And then I sit down underneath this beautiful, wonderful redwood tree. And I look up and up and up, and it never ends. I look up into the sky, and it goes and goes and goes. And I'm sitting there looking up, and the sunlight is dancing through the branches up above and sort of dancing through it down to the earth below. And then, all of a sudden, I see something so beautiful. So beautiful. It is the big feather of an eagle. I know it's an eagle because I know everything. All right, Quigley, I didn't argue with you. I know it's an eagle because I know everything. Well, what about the feather? Okay, okay. I'm just enjoying sitting here looking at the feather. And the feather comes down ever so slowly. Just sort of floating back and forth, as though it's on a great ocean, and not in a hurry to come down, not just falling through the air so quickly, but on a great ocean, just sort of floating back and forth. And I look at the feather, and I say, "Feather, come here to me." And so the feather comes and drops itself gently on my lap. Oh, Quigley, that is so beautiful. And I look at the feather and I say, "Mr. Feather, you still are alive. You will always be alive." And the feather looks at Quigley and the feather says, "Miss Quigley, you are a very astute young lady." "Oh, thank you, Mr. Feather." "Mr. Feather, where did you come from? What bird gave you to me?" "Quigley, that's exactly what it did. Now, look high up into the upper reaches of the tree there, and you'll see a bunch of sticks that are all stuck together. And that is the eagle's nest. And the eagle has a bunch of little eaglets in the nest. And the little baby eagles are getting ready to fly. And the mother eagle said, now you see a little girl sitting down there? She's going to catch you if you need it, but I don't think you'll need it. Now, I want you to watch this feather." And so the eagle took the feather from her own tail and pulled it out. And the little eaglet said, "Mommy, didn't that hurt?" And the mama eagle said, "No, no, sweetheart. This is natural for me to do." She said, "Now, you watch how the feather floats down. And this is how each of you will float as you jump out of the nest and spread your wings and just sort of soar like an eagle." "Here, what do you mean soar like an eagle, Mommy?" "Well, eagles soar so beautifully and so wonderfully, and they have such perfect eyes. They can see so far in the distance, and they know all these things, and eagles are the most beautiful birds in the world." "That's right, Mommy, I'm an eagle, and I know we're the most beautiful birds in the world." "Now hush and listen to me. Now you watch the feather, and as the feather floats down, you just imagine you're floating down just like that." "Okay, Mommy, okay." And when the feather lands in Miss Quigley's lap down there, she's sitting down waiting to watch you come. She doesn't know that she's sitting there to watch you come, but she's sitting there to watch you come because I asked her to. And so you just float right down into her lap. "Okay, Mommy." So all three eaglets stood on the side of the nest. And first, Peter jumped out. And he soared back and forth, and he just wiggled around. And then he began to flap his wings, and he began to guide with his tail, and he began to hold his feet in, and he began to remember all the things his mommy told him, because it was a long way down, and he had lots of time to practice the things that his mommy had told him. And next thing you know, Here he was gently, gently landing right in the lap of Miss Quigley.
Morning, Miss Quigley.
Morning, Mr. Eagle. Your name is Peter, isn't it?
Yes, Miss Quigley. Oh, you are so wonderful.
Well, Peter, you just sit right here in my skirt, and pretty soon your two sisters are going to come down, too.
Yes, 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 yes. Margot and Sylvia, they're going to jump out shortly.
Well, here they come. Look at that. They're floating.
Why don't they flap their wings? They're just coming straight on down.
Well, they like to play.
But they should flap their wings.
Oh, Miss Quigley, don't be such a worrier.
Okay.
So then, halfway down, they open their wings gently, both of them. And they made circles around each other. And they made circles as they flowed down to the ground. And gently they came down. And gently they came for a landing in Miss Quigley's lap. And they sat there with their brother Peter. And they said,
Miss Quigley, I'm so happy you're here.
Mommy told us that you'd be here to receive us. Now, Miss Quigley, thank you very much.
And Quigley took each bird and set them on the ground next to her.
And she petted their wings and said, You're very beautiful. I know you will have a wonderful and a glorious life.
And may I keep this feather that your mommy sent down?
Oh, yes, Miss Quigley, that is just for you. That is to remind you that anything is possible if you catch a feather. You can watch the eagles fly.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And Miss Quigley got up, and the baby eaglets were still on the ground, walking around, checking things out, because they hadn't seen very much. And they knew they were secure as long as Miss Quigley was near. But in a few moments, they too took off and flew back up to their mother's nest and said,
How do we do, Mom? How do we do?
And Mother said, Just fine, children, just fine.
Oh, look at there. There's Mr. Sandman coming in through the door.
He's using the door today, and he's going to drop pixie dust in the eyes of all the little children and send them into dreamland of happy dreams and wonderful thoughts. So now, boys and girls, call your mommy and your daddy and give them a big hug and tell them how much you love them. And Miss Quigley,
you too.
But I want to go back to the forest. You can go back to the forest anytime you want, but right now it's sleepy time. So you turn in and go to sleep and have happy dreams. And remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.